Welcome to the Occupational Safety Leadership Podcast, episode number 126. In today's episode, we're going to continue our journey on confined spaces, and we're going to focus only on the entrant duties in today's podcast. So this is one of the series that we're doing on confined spaces. So please don't think that we're going to cover the entire thing. This is just going to cover the entrant duties. We have completely separate ones on the other duties, atmospheric monitoring, lockout, tagout, all that good stuff. So let's just dive right in then. So a lot of things I'm taking are straight from the CFR 1146 permit required confined spaces. Episode 125 discussed the attendant duties, and so let's just kind of talk about what the authorized entrant is. We'll do just a little definition. So authorized entrant means an employee who is authorized by the employee to enter a permit space. That's just a pretty straight up definition right from the CFR itself. So let's go over the definition of a confined space. Large enough and so configured that a employee can bodily enter and perform work and has limited or restricted means for entry or exit. And when we think of those, we have examples like tanks, silos, vessels, storage bins, vaults, pits, that kind of stuff. So you have limited means of entry and you have limited means of exit too. And it is not designed for continuous employee occupancy. So when we think about the duties of the entrant, you know, we've talked about the attendant in the previous one. So the entrant must know the hazards that they're going to be faced. The entrant is going to be the one who goes into the confined space. So obviously you cover things like what chemicals were in there. Was it a solvent, acid? Are we going to wear PPE, ventilate the space, all that good stuff then. So you have to know the hazards that you're going to face when you're during the entry. You have to know how to properly use the equipment. So many times as part of lockout tagout, as part of confined space entry, you're going to wear a full body harness, and so that you can have the lanyard and the D-ring attached right to you, so that they can pull you out if there's ever a rescue situation, that they can do it from outside the confined space and not have to physically go in, get you, and then bring you back out then. The authorized entrant has to communicate with the attendant. So sometimes it's really easy to communicate. You can literally see them, you can talk, you can everything. Other times it's a little more difficult given the way the space is configured. If it's a really deep sewer, that makes it hard too. So you have to come up with a way of communication. Radios are really good, but given that given the atmosphere that you're going into, that may not be a reasonable choice then. So you have to come up with a system. You have to alert the attendant whenever you recognize the warning signs and symptoms of a dangerous situation. You detect a prohibited condition, and you must exit the space as quick as possible when you are ordered to by the attendant or entry supervisor. The entrant recognizes, a sign or symptom or a dangerous situation then. That prohibited condition we talked about, and a evacuation alarm is activated. And that could be evacuate from the confined space. It could also be that you're working someplace and there's gas leak, chemical spill. There's just something that's going to cause the entire plant to evacuate, which means that the attendant cannot stay with you. You have to come out, and then the attendant leaves and all that good stuff then. So that was pretty short and sweet today. So episode number 126, confined space. We focused on the entrant duties only. 125, we talked about the attendant, which probably has the most duties out there. We're also going to talk about the entry supervisor, next couple of episodes, atmospheric monitoring, all that. We're going to also talk about how to how to declassify a space from a permit required confined space down to a non-permit required confined space. So we're only going to do everything we can to give you as much information as possible. Then at the end, we'll wrap it all up in one episode also. So episode number 126 is complete. Thank you for listening. Please like, listen, and subscribe to the Occupational Safety Leadership Podcast, and have a safe day.